Welcome to Currently Kirkland. I'm Pam Jardine. We have much to share in this episode. How Kirkland voters get to decide about funding the proposed ARC Center, how the community recently celebrated a new play and fitness area on the Cross Kirkland Corridor, how you can be disaster ready, and what you'll see next time you visit the Kirkland Performance Center. This November, registered voters in Kirkland will decide if they want to create the Kirkland Aquatics and Recreation District, which, if approved, would fund the proposed Kirkland Aquatics, Recreation, and Community Center, and possibly other parks and recreation facilities.
Recognizing this issue that the school district needed to get out of the pool business, people in Kirkland started looking for a solution. An indoor rec center had been studied since 2007, and Councilmember Clova asked to add the city pursuit of an aquatics and recreation center to the city's work plan in 2013. We've listened to the community. We're designing features for a facility that would require no operating subsidy. We've looked at potential sites to acquire that would leverage the investment to meet our economic development goals and connect to the Cross Kirkland Corridor. We've worked to keep costs down and how the Metropolitan Parks District is structured and take advantage of city staff and the city's AAA credit rating before current low interest rates soon disappear. We've moved fast, but we've also built in important limits on accountability. With this proposal today, Kirklanders will have an opportunity to build a facility to have a year-round opportunity to exercise and learn with the gym, fitness, pool, rec classes, and other features that Jenny had outlined. Our competitive swimmers and divers will have a place to practice and host meets. Kirkland will have a community gathering space. And kids will have a place for year-round active play and, most important, the ability to learn to swim. So now's the time to ask the community, do you want to build the Aquatics Recreation and Community Center?
As far back as 2001, Kirkland residents have rated an indoor recreation and aquatics center as a high priority for the city. In a more recent March 2014 survey, 82% of registered voters supported construction of the ARC. Over the last 14 years, Kirkland's population has more than doubled, while the amount of indoor recreation and aquatic space has stayed the same. Kirkland's two community centers, the Peter Kirk Community Center and the North Kirkland Community Center, are programmed to capacity and lack many of the features desired by residents. In July 2015, the City Council unanimously approved placing a ballot measure before Kirkland voters on the November 3rd general election to create the Kirkland Aquatics and Recreation District. It also approved an interlocal agreement between the city and the district that ensures transparency and accountability.
If you look at aquatic facilities and a number of other types of facilities that have been in place for a long period of time, a number of them are going away because they didn't have an enduring, sustainable funding mechanism. This Metropolitan Parks District endures as long as the function endures. And so it has the capability of not only building, but operating and maintaining over the extended period of time and building reserves so it can be replaced when the need comes up.
If approved by a majority vote, the newly formed district will be able to levy a property tax to fund the new facility. The amount of property tax for a Kirkland homeowner will depend on the cost of the project. A Kirkland homeowner with a median house value of $435,000 would pay slightly more than $6 per month for a project costing $50 million. $7.24 per month for a project costing $60 million, and a little more than $9 each month for a project costing $75 million.
Our quality of life is our economic development strategy. So we want Park Place to redevelop. We want Totem Lake to become our urban center. We talked tonight about our capital investment projects being focused on those goals, on closing that annexation sales tax credit gap that's looming in 2020. 2021. And I think that this is just all a part of sort of investing in that quality of life. And that we've spent around $600,000 at this point investigating, studying. It's just time to call the question.
In late summer 2013, the Lake Washington School District announced that the pool at Juanita High School, known as the Juanita Aquatic Center, is nearing the end of its useful life and would close as early as 2017. In response to concerns that there might be no indoor public pool facility in Kirkland, the City Council devoted time and resources and engaged the community to find a new solution. A current proposal includes components for a facility approximately 87,000 square feet that offers a competitive swimming pool, recreation pool, gymnasium, community hall, fitness center, dance studio, classrooms, wood floor studio, and an event room. The site of the proposed center has not yet been determined. However, the City Council formally removed Juanita Beach Park as a potential location. Up-to-date information about the proposed ARC, estimated project costs, and the ballot measure are posted to kirklandarc.publicmeeting.info. If you need to find information on voter registration, visit kingcounty.com/elections. Hundreds of people recently came together to celebrate the official opening of the play and fitness area on the Cross Kirkland Corridor, and they were not disappointed. A party hosted by Google, SRM Development, and the City of Kirkland unveiled a new basketball court, volleyball court, and CrossFit training area, all placed along the meandering paved trails near the Google campus.
I'm very, very proud of the work that we have done together here. This is an example of what I think our citizens want and expect us to do as a government, and that is to work together as partners with our neighbors and our businesses. And when we do that, we can create something sort of greater than perhaps any of us imagined. And I want to especially thank Google and SRM for their incredible investment in the city of Kirkland. This is one piece of what they've done. It is a fabulous, inspirational piece, which I think will inspire others along the 42 miles of the East Side Rail Corridor to do more and to do better. I think that this is going to call it out. This is going to say, imagine what this can be.
A zip line and playground are expected to be installed by September. As part of its expansion, Google has funded multi-million dollar investments, not just in the corridor, but also in public improvements to streets and utilities. All of the improvements are built by SRM Development, located across the street from Google. There's no doubt this new area will be Kirklanders' favorite new gathering place.
I think it's absolutely fabulous. And I think I commend Google for getting out ahead of the pack and establishing such a high bar for Kirkland. And I'm on the Cultural Arts Council, and so we're working on an art integration plan for this Cross Kirkland corridor, and I'm very excited about it, very excited about it. And I think it's fabulous that Google loves Kirkland.
A nice addition for both Google and the city of Kirkland. I think it'll be a fun place that kids can play and people can relax and pass through. I'm particularly excited about the basketball hoop myself, but I think all the things here are going to be really terrific for people to enjoy.
Well, favorite? I don't know. We actually live in the neighborhood, so this whole thing is our favorite. It's pretty great. We live about 50 yards that way, and it's a super awesome addition. When we first moved here, it was just, you know, railroad tracks, and we were excited when it was just a crushed trail. Now it's this, so it's pretty cool.
Before you make your way to visit the Cross Kirkland Corridor, make sure to download our updated map with new information, important trail rules, and helpful etiquette tips. You can find it on our website at kirklandwa.gov/CrossKirkland Corridor. And as always,
see you on the CKC.
The Cross Kirkland Corridor is not the only place in town that's got something to show off. The Kirkland Performance Center, also called the KPC, has recently gone through some improvements. We caught up with the executive director, Jeff Lockhart, to learn more.
I've always been excited about KPC as a resident. I think it's great to have the city and a lot of great people in the Kirkland community made sure this place happened about 15 years ago. It's our 16th season right now. And so I always thought it was just a great thing to have a small theater that you could go and hear some of your favorite artists and have an intimate experience. You know, again, the last row is only 14 rows back. You're only 40 feet or so from the stage when you come to a show here. So, and then as an artist, I performed here a number of times over the years. And so I was excited about the opportunity to actually now go beyond and be a perform and be a leader in the arts community here in my own community at such a great place like KPC.
When he was first hired, patrons would comment how the KPC was impressive on the inside, but looked a bit drab on the outside. The KPC earned a grant from the City of Kirkland to upgrade the marquee and install new carpet. So far, the reactions have been positive.
It's just a great shot in the arm for us, and it got finished a few weeks ago, and we've just gotten rave reviews how it looks, and again, it felt a little more vibrant, a little more aggressive, a little more coming, you know, on the outside. It's going to reflect on what's going on the inside. And I've always been a fan of venues and felt like the best venues are cool to go to regardless of what's happening on the stage. And so I felt the paint color outside really reflects that, you know, if it looks fun on the outside, it's kind of probably fun on the inside. And so really excited to be able to roll that out to the community and before the season starts here.
The KPC has also made it a priority to increase the number of popular performances and shows and has been looking to the community for feedback.
We're really excited. Last year, we our leadership team really went back to just trying to find a way to communicate with the community. We didn't feel like it was our role to be in an ivory tower and tell the community what their arts choices should be. We wanted to reflect the taste of the community. So last year was the first season of that. Almost half our season sold out of the shows we presented. This next year, we're going to go on that same formula going forward. So we have some Grammy Award winners coming this year. Macy Gray is going to come to KPC. Ladysmith Blackman Basel is coming. Chris Thiele is going to come. Diane Reeves, we're really excited about that. And then we're really reaching out to more bringing the indie music scene over to the east side.
The KPC plans to have about 40 shows for the next season, and tickets are currently on sale.
Yeah, I'm confident that when someone comes here, they're going to have a great time. They're going to enjoy seeing their artists in an intimate, up-close experience, meet a bunch of new friends, have a great time. The concessions, the wine list, everything's going to be a really nice time for you to come on out and enjoy entertainment, take a break from work, and have a really nice time. So we hope people check us out at www.kpcenter.org, and hope to see the theater real soon.
Are you a prepared human of Kirkland? Kirkland's prepared human population is growing and needs more members. Who are they? They're residents who have an emergency plan and supplies and are willing to share their preparedness stories. The city's Office of Emergency Management has modeled its Prepared Humans of Kirkland campaign after Brandon Stanton's famous Portraits of Humans of New York. And as part of National Preparedness Month this September, you're encouraged to learn how to improve your disaster readiness through training, planning, and preparedness. Kirkland's Community Emergency Response Team, or CERT, is a FEMA-based program designed to teach adults how to help themselves, their families, and their neighbors during a disaster when police, fire, and medical services are overwhelmed. Currently, Kirkland spoke with CERT's local program manager, Christina Brugman, to learn more.
Well, we teach people how to respond in the event of a disaster. The biggest disaster we might expect would be an earthquake, but it would also work in like a winter storm, a windstorm, a snowstorm, anything like that, a power outage. And we train people to do such tasks as search and rescue, to put out fires, to do disaster first aid, and we teach a command structure called the incident command system, and also disaster psychology, which is how to deal with your own emotional response to the event, as well as helping the people who are affected by it.
For many, getting prepared can be overwhelming, but it doesn't need to happen all at once. A great starting point is to make sure you have an adequate supply of water for everyone in your household.
Well, I have a 55-gallon water tub, and that's probably the biggest single thing I have, but over the years I've added things to my, you know, supplies here. So like food and water, and I have a very sophisticated first aid supply kit. I have a rescue kit, which has ropes and stretchers and that sort of thing. And I have a hygiene pack with toilet paper and paper towels and soaps. I have a camp stove and the little propane things. I have a barbecue with the big propane thing and dishes, pots and pans.
While you're making your plans for the future, it's important to remember to prepare for your pets.
Well, I only have a cat, So, and it's a small cat, so it's easy enough for me to have a crate for her that's filled with what she needs to get by for several days, including her food and litter and water and little pans to eat out of. And the information that I need, you know, like it has a picture of her and our contact information so that if she should get loose, people could know where to contact me.
A disaster can hit at any time, and there are things you can do to prepare, even if you're not at home.
People are out and about. People are at work in Seattle or Bellevue or Redmond or wherever, not always near their homes when an event occurs. And so you should have something with you. If you commute by bus, for instance, you could have a pack at your desk at work that would have water and food and something warm to wear, maybe a change of shoes. My car is so full of emergency stuff that I hardly have room for groceries. I also have a change of shoes and some cold weather stuff like mittens and hats and a blanket. And I have one of those space blanket things, you know, that keeps you warm. It's very lightweight. I have a very large first aid kit to fire extinguishers.
Preparedness tips can be found at kirklandwa.gov/prepare, on OEM Kirkland Twitter and Kirkland OEM Facebook. And remember,
winging it is not an emergency plan.
As Kirkland moves into the fall, there are still plenty of activities to keep you busy. From September 25th to the 27th, join in on Oktoberfest. Those over 21 are able to enjoy live German music, traditional foods, games, contests, and of course, beer. Event information can be found at explorekirkland.com. Help make Kirkland green by volunteering to restore Kirkland parks. Celebrate Arbor Day on October 17th at Watershed Park, or Green Kirkland Day on November 14th at Crestwoods and Juanita Beach Parks. Both events are hosted by the Green Kirkland Partnership and run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. People of all ages and skill levels are welcome. To learn more and register for these and other green volunteer opportunities, visit greenkirkland.org. Looking for a great way to be a voice of the youth of Kirkland? Join the Kirkland Youth Council. Middle and high school students are eligible and applications are being accepted until September 25th. Learn more about the Youth Council at kirklandwa.gov/youth or call 425-587-3323. Thank you for watching Currently Kirkland. Currently Kirkland can be in the palm of your hand. Subscribe to Kirkland Television on YouTube. We air on KGov and KLife. Send us your news tips and story ideas to KirklandTV@kirklandwa.gov.